I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's 1 week now after the start of coordinated attacks on Mumbai, India. And police in India today say they made a shocking discovery. They found a bag of explosives in Mumbai's main train station. Apparently, the bag had been left behind by attackers in the train station last week. The find has sparked new concerns about the ability of India's security services to protect the city. We're going to hear more about the mood in Mumbai in just a few minutes. Right now, though, we go to New Delhi and today's visit there by U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. The BBC's Tinku Ray is in New Delhi. Why was Secretary Rice there and what did she have to say?
She was here basically to offer the United States help in investigations into the attacks and also to reach out and say, you know, the Americans, the United States is with India, to show solidarity and also to urge Pakistan to act in bringing the perpetrators to justice. Let's hear a little bit of what she said today.
I have said that Pakistan needs to act with resolve and urgency and cooperate fully and transparently. That message has been delivered and will be delivered to Pakistan. But it is a time when cooperation between all peoples who suffer these terrorist attacks really is required and is necessary.
Once again, that's Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice speaking in New Delhi earlier today. What can she say, though, and what can Washington do to try and tamp down tensions between India and Pakistan? I mean, is there any kind of pressure that Washington could exert that is going to be something that that the governments there will listen to?
Well, the Indian government, of course, is under a lot of pressure, especially after these attacks in Mumbai. These attacks come after a string of attacks this year. We've seen 8 fairly big bomb attacks in cities across India. Now, the people of India, the media here, they're all very angry. They're talking about war with Pakistan. Indian government has to do something. So it's going to be very difficult for the Americans to dampen those emotions.
So when somebody like Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice urges reserve and caution, how's that received there?
It's not really received very well, I must admit. What I've seen on the television and people speaking on the streets, again, they're harking back to 9/11 and the American response to that, the anger after that. But of course, the Indian government has said that it's going to wait until it gets a response from Pakistan before it takes any decision. And of course, Secretary Rice is going to Islamabad next. So we'll just have to see how this plays out in the next few days.
And I imagine there's even more pressure on the government, given the fact that there are elections coming up early next year in India. One other thing, though, you have mentioned that 2008 has been an extremely violent and difficult year in India. Tell us about some of the other attacks and whether these attacks that have been going on, I think you said 8 in all through the course of the year, are suspected to have been perpetrated by groups within Pakistan.
Well, Lisa, the attacks that we've seen so far across the country, and we're talking about cities in the north, east, south and west. I mean, no part of India has been untouched. They have all been claimed so far by a group called the Indian Mujahideen, which is an Indian-based group. But again, the Indian government really has no clue. It has no idea who they are. And they've been linking them to the Lashkar-e-Toiba, which is the group now linked to the Mumbai attacks and is based in Pakistan. But I think this is the problem. Here. It's a culmination of all these attacks, whether it's Delhi, Bangalore, Mumbai, Hyderabad. We've just seen a spate of attacks and people here are just fed up. It's like they're saying enough is enough. We want justice. They're angry against the politicians. Every day we hear people on the streets talking about why should the politicians have such high security when we, the people on the streets, have no security whatsoever. There's a lot of anger, a lot of emotions on the streets here.
The BBC's Tinku Ray speaking to us from New Delhi, India.